This year's presidential race is being contested in a small number of states that the Bush and Kerry campaigns believe could swing to either candidate. Among the battlegrounds is West Virginia. President Bush won the state 4 years ago over Al Gore. But West Virginia's rich Democratic tradition has the Kerry campaign believing it can pull the state in its column. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Last week, Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards made a campaign stop in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and talked about jobs.
We found out just a couple of days ago that AT&T's call center in Charleston has been outsourced overseas, right? Right? All the jobs being lost.
The day before that, Vice President Cheney was about an hour away in Clarksburg talking about coal.
To keep businesses running, to keep Americans working, we will keep using West Virginia coal.
It's been a busy political season in West Virginia and promises to continue that way until Election Day. The reason? West Virginia's five precious electoral votes are up for grabs. George Bush won this state 4 years ago by some 41,000 votes, about 6 percentage points. Had Al Gore carried West Virginia, as Democrats had done in 8 of the previous 10 elections, he would be president. Political science professor Robert Rupp of West Virginia Wesleyan College, who was watching the Cheney speech, says Democrats are determined not to let history repeat itself.
In 2000, Gore had his pocket picked. He didn't pay attention to the state. He was hurt by the gun issue, the environment issue, the steel issue. It was just a nice ambush because Republicans made this a priority in the last month. This time, Democrats don't want to be ambushed, so we have an equal number of visits, tit for tat. Democrats seem more united, more ready, but it basically comes down to the wallet and social issues.
By rights, West Virginia shouldn't be a battleground state. Democrats have controlled both houses of the state legislature for generations, and all statewide office holders and members of the state Supreme Court are Democrats. Jobs continue to flee the state, as do its young people, factors that should play to Democrats' strengths. But state Republican Party Director Gary Abernathy says most West Virginia voters are more socially conservative than the last two Democratic presidential nominees.
Candidates like Al Gore and John Kerry are a tough sell to the people of West Virginia, whereas a guy like George W. Bush relates very well here. I think they see him more as one of them. And I really think that's a huge key to the president's victory in 2000, and we think he'll have a repeat performance this year.
Abernathy says most West Virginians are conservative on social issues such as gun control and abortion. The state's mostly rural residents are strong supporters of the military. Truck driver Mark Matheny attended Cheney's speech last week. Wearing a cowboy hat with the Bush Cheney sticker on it, Matheny says he admires the president.
He's a man of value. He's straightforward. He tells you what he means. You can look in his eyes and you can see the compassion in him. He's a good man.
Matheny supports the war with Iraq, saying it's better to be fighting in Baghdad than in Clarksburg.
And I really think that he is the man for the job to face down our enemy. He won't just give him a timeout. He'll smack him in the mouth.
No one could say the Kerry campaign is taking West Virginia for granted this time around. Both Kerry and Edwards have made frequent visits, as have their spouses. State Party Chair Nick Casey says Democrats have learned from their mistakes 4 years ago.
Very few of us that were around can forget when Charlton Heston, Moses, was tramping through West Virginia as president of the NRA, telling us that Al Gore is going to take your guns. In hindsight, I almost laugh at that, but nonetheless, no one answered that from the Gore campaign. No one ever came back and said, that's silly, or that's not what's going to happen.
At the Kerry State Headquarters in downtown Charleston, volunteers are stapling together Kerry Edwards yard signs. Tacked to a nearby wall is a newspaper picture of Kerry holding aloft a shotgun, a reminder of one of the issues that helped sink Gore here 4 years ago. Charleston resident Susan Watkins is one of the Kerry volunteers.
I feel that this year is probably about the most important election in my adult lifetime, and I'm 57 years old. I think Kerry will do a better job with the environment. I think he'll do a better job representing the United States and the world.
On November 2nd, it will likely come down to what's more important to West Virginia voters. If it's their wallets, Kerry should do well. But if it's social issues and the war, the advantage could once again go to the president. Brian Naylor, NPR News.